my way. I live in an old, mouldy, broken-down van in a small town in New Zealand. After getting straight A's through 12 years of schooling, I'm now working for minimum wages, surviving from day to day on a tiny budget. I spend most of my days in the surrounding mountains. I work hard and I dream big. My name is Hanny. I'm a Finn and this is my story. My journey begins. Like many big dreamers, I grew up in a small town. I moved to Helsinki to go to a sports high school, where floorball was my thing. Up to 30 hours a week of it. After my first year in high school, I did an exchange year in Oregon in the USA. Like most families, mine expected me to study further after graduation, get a good job, and earn a nice salary. But since I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to study, I decided to take a gap year first. Taking a year off. I returned to the US. My plan was to travel around the country for a couple of months, but in the end, I just kept going. I travelled all over the US, up and down the coasts and twice across. I mostly travelled by bus. The bus stations are often in the rougher, poorer areas of cities, and I met many different kinds of people there. They say that a stranger is just a friend you do not know, and I think this is very true. Of course, you have to be streetwise too. I quickly learned who to trust and who to avoid. I discovered an inner strength and courage I never thought I had, and at times I was astonished that I was able to do and see so much all by myself. I was 20 years old and travelling on my own for the first time in my life. The travel bug bites. At the end of my gap year, I still had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. In many ways, I was lost, and like most young people, I was trying to find my own way. All I knew for certain was that I had fallen in love with travelling. I wanted to explore the world. I was seeking something. Inner peace, freedom, happiness, all those things. And I felt close to it while I was travelling. Funding my trips. Travelling is not cheap. And no matter how carefully you budget, eventually you run out of money. In Finland, I worked at a kiosk for a while. And I also did an internship for a year with my favourite hockey team. I was their media content provider, which meant I took care of their website, writing game reports and so on. I also attended the Under-18 World Championship, where I interviewed many young players who are now stars in the NHL. I had a lot of fun, but soon I was on the move again. Next steps. Travelling via Nepal and India, I finally arrived in New Zealand. It had been my dream destination for the longest time. I spent the first 6 months travelling around the two islands. I loved all of it. But I loved the mountains near Queenstown, called the Remarkables, most of all. Here, I got a job in a ski resort, and I learned how to snowboard. I got totally hooked on the alpine peaks and riding the lines in the virgin snow. I have now been here for more than 2 years, and New Zealand has become my home. I am now doing a diploma in avalanche studies, and I'm going to do a mountain guiding course as well. I'd like to get a job as a ski patroller during the winter, and in summer work as a guide or in search and rescue. The idea is to be as close to the mountains as possible for as long as possible. The future. So, here I am, 26 years old and living the life I want. It's not for everyone. Money is always an issue, and it can get pretty cold in this old van. But I wouldn't want it any other way. My motto is, go on, give it a shot, see what happens. Travelling has taught me that miracles can and do happen. There is a whole world out there to discover. Everyone has a story to tell. What's yours?